Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines on my face getting clearer.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Diana Furchcott Roth is our guest, our good friend, longtime interest member, director of economics21.org, an outstanding website I encourage you to check out. You'll thank me later. Author of a book called Women's Figures, an illustrated guide to the economic progress of women in America. We talked in the previous segment, Diana. You talked to us about the progress that women have made in the workplace, in the marketplace, whether it be going for the top positions in a company, any job they want, or whether it be starting a business. Now comes some research, some alleged research, from the Department of Labor on what they call a disparity in the income opportunity of women over men, or men over women, I should say. And you have something to say about that, don't you?
Well, what the Labor Department does is it computes the average, the overall average, and it's not research. They just publish the statistics.
And what do they say?
And the Labor Department says, on average, women earn 81 cents on a man's dollar. The Census
wow.
Department,
that's,
in a different collection of data.
That's 20% less.
That's 20% less, yes. And the Census Department says the number is about 79 cents on the dollar. But what both of these data sources do is average all full-time women and all full-time men. So they're mixing up men who might be doctors with women who might be social workers. There's no reason for doctors and social workers to be paid the same. They're mixing up a different number of hours, because full-time means anything over 35 hours a week, and full-time women work about 10% fewer hours a week than full-time men.
Do we know why that is? I mean, if both people are full-time, if both sexes are full-time, why would a woman work fewer hours than a man?
Well, there are many women who want to combine work and family. You can just look at the website of Yale Law School Women. Every year they give awards to what they consider the 10 best companies. They're not the 10 best high-paying. They're the 10 best that enable women to combine work and family.
Flex
and
time.
If you combine work and family, then sometimes you want to work fewer hours. In fact, 25% of women choose to work part-time so they can combine work and family.
Well, one
and
thing
only 8% of men work part-time.
One thing we know, there's no great debate among men about having it all, about being super dads. But there's an immense debate, an enormous debate among women about being super mom and having it all, isn't there? Women lament the fact that they want to have their own career, they have their professional drive, their own professional goals, but yet they do have the babies and they are the caregivers most of the time. And so that puts extra pressure on them, and therefore you get the disparity in the hours worked every week, right?
Right, yes. I mean, I think that it's certainly very possible for women to have it all, and especially these very high-powered women, they can afford all the nannies they want, they can contract out their childcare. The point is that women love their babies, they want to spend time with their children, and that means less time at work.
So what do you think the real number is, the real difference between there does seem to be a truth in the fact, or some truth that women do earn, all things considered, women do earn less than men, right?
Economists have been able to explain about 95% of the difference. The rest of the 5% could be factors that economists cannot explain. And let me tell you, as an economist, there's a lot that we cannot explain.
Right.
Or it could also be discrimination. No one really knows.
Mm-hmm. So 5% of it could be a lot of things. It could be good, bad, or ugly. But the other 95% is explained how?
It's explained by choice of job and time in the workforce.
Choice of profession,
Yeah, that's right. Choice of jobs, right. So if, mm-hmm. And also time in the workforce. So, for example, mm-hmm. if you find two first-year associates at law firm, a man and a woman, they're going to make the same. Two mm-hmm. first-year cashiers at Target, they're going to mm-hmm. make the same. But then as time goes on, you see that there's a divergence between the two, which is generally explained by the fact that women tend to take time off to have children. And after mm-hmm. they have children, they prefer more flexible jobs
right.
to allow them to spend time with these children, which is completely natural, which is a great choice for women to have. If you look at Japan, for example, women don't really have the choice of flexible jobs or part-time jobs, and a lot fewer women in Japan work because of that. So there are a lot of women working in the United States because they have a choice of a job with flexible hours
right.
or a part-time job.
So of that other 95%, when all that's taken into consideration, what is the general consensus among the honest economists of the disparity between men and women's pay?
Well, the honest consensus is that there is not that much disparity when you account for time on the job.
But is there a disparity?
There's a disparity of about 5 cents on the dollar.
5%. Okay, that's the number I'm looking for. So, folks, it's probably not 20%, because the 20% example that the Department of Labor and others use takes none of the other factors, the other civilization factors into play, the other realities into play. But when the economists bore it, bear down on all the factors, it works out to be about 5%, and they can't figure out where that comes from. And as Diana said, it could be discrimination. Could be real discrimination. Somebody's being, not being fair. That could happen. I don't know how we ever change that.
Well, we sue.
Well, that's true. But we don't have to legislate it. That's the main thing. That's the big thing. We don't have to legislate it. Speaking of legislation, speaking of regulation, we're going to talk about what the Department of Labor is doing to that flex time that's so important to women. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.